Today we are learning lesson 63. We're in topic number 3 of Parshas Lech Lecha, the world at war. And the topic for today is the capture of Lot. We're in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yud Daled, chapter 14. We're going to learn Psukim Tes Tiyud Beis 9 through 12 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 19, Pasuk Tes, a few lines from the top. We're dealing with the fact that we're going to start this. We're at the Second World War is happening, and the five kings are going out to fight with the four kings in Emek HaSidim. And here's the four kings that they're going to fight with as we continue today's lesson. Pasuk Tes. Eis kedor laomer melech elam, visidal melech goyim v'amrofel, melech shinor v'aryoch, melech elosor, arbo'o melochim esachamisho, v'yemek hasidim, be'eros chemor v'yonusu, melech sedom v'amoro, v'yiplu shomo, v'hanishorim hera nosu, Vayiku Eskol Rechush Sidom Vamoro Veskol Ochlom Vayelechu Vayiku Eslot Ves Rechusho Benachi Avram Vayelechu Vahu Yoshev Bisdom.
So, composite test, where now the Torah will mention the four powerful kings who the five kings are going out to hit. They're not waiting to be hit in their land, but they're going to go to them in Emek HaSidim. Who are the four kings? Es Kedor LaOmer Melech Elam. They'll be fighting with Kedor LaOmer, the king of Elam. Again, he's mentioned first all the time over here because he is the most powerful one. V'Sidol and Sidol Melech Goyim, the king of Goyim. V'Amrafel Melech Shinor, the king of Shinor, Aryoch, and Aryoch, the Melech Elosar, the king of Elosar. Now, the next phrase doesn't seem to be necessary. It says, Arbo Melochim, the four kings, were fighting Esav Mechamisho, the five kings. Certainly we can add this up. Why is this repeated? The answer is to show that the four kings won because they were very powerful. And that's the point. It's the four against the five. There was nothing else but the four against the five. You can't say that the four had other advantages. It was brute force, four against five, and the four won. So to show you how powerful they are, as we will learn in tomorrow's lesson, and yet as powerful as they were, Avram was not afraid to take them on. Now the Torah describes a little bit about the battlefield of Emek HaSidim. The Emek HaSidim, and this valley of Sidim, where this battle is being fought, Be'eros, the root of there is Be'er, which usually is a well is a big hole in the ground. Be'eros, two times saying Be'eros, means had many wells of Chemor, filled with tar pits, or asphalt. So that's the, these were pits that one could sink into, as it were. There's different pshatim as what this is exactly. Some suggest that that's why the five kings want to fight there, because the battlefield would be more helpful for them to win, as there's lots of, so to speak, land problems. People can fall into these wells of tar pits. Anyway, the battle did not go well for the five kings. Torah tells us by the fact in the very next phrase, Vayanusu Melech Sodom Vamora, and the kings of Sodom and Amora, they ran away. Now, when they ran away, what happened next? Vayiplu, and they fell Shama there, meaning in the tar pits. Again, there's two opinions. Either they just fell in and they were sinking into the tar pits and were stuck in the tar pits. Others say they intentionally went into it to hide there. Two different opinions. But these were the two kings who were stuck in this area. V'hanisharim, and the remainder of the five kings, the other three kings, Hera. Hera comes from the root word har, which is a mountain, with ohe at the end means two. The rest of the five kings, who did not fall in or jump into these pits, they Hera to the mountains, nosu, they ran away. They ran away to not any particular mountain, but to the closest mountains. So it's a complete rout of the five kings. Two are wallowing in the tar pits. Three have hidden the mountains. And now the four kings are about to take the spoils of war. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayikhu, and they took, meaning the four kings they took. Es kol rechush Sidom v'Amora, all the possessions of Sodom and Amora. Ve'esochlam, and their all their food, vayelechu, and they went. The question is, what about the other three kings? The answer is, Emek Hasidim is very close to Sodom and Amora, not as close to the other three lands. And therefore, when the battle was over, and everyone's running away, the four kings went into Sodom and went into Amora and cleaned the place out and took all the loot. The other three countries were further away, so they only took those two, and they went away. But before they left, they took something else, Pasuk Yud Beis, or someone else. Vayikhu es Lot, and they, the four kings, they took Lot. Even though Lot did not decide to go in the battle, even though he wasn't involved with what was going on, and he was staying at home, but still they took Lot, ve'es ruchosho, and his possessions. And why were they bothering to someone who was not involved in the battles? Because, as the Torah says, Ben Achi, the son of the brother of Avram, he was. Lot was the nephew of Avram. So they took him dafka because he was Avram's nephew. And they figured that Avram would want to go after him and get him. Or as many of the commentaries say, that Lot looked identical to Avram. And it would look as if Avram himself, the man of God, was captured. Vayelchu, and they left. And they took him as a captive. Amongst all the other captives, when it says they took the possessions of Sodom and Amorah, it means there were people who were captives as well. Many people were taken as captives. Now, the Torah ends off seemingly with an unimportant idea. For who and he, Lot, Yoshev, was living be Sodom. He was living in Sodom. Why are we saying this? The answer is because that's why Lot got himself in trouble. Hashem was punishing Lot for living in Sodom. The word Yoshev means to live, and you feel part of these people. You get along with them. You're involved with them. You assimilate into their culture. That's totally living there. And since he was assimilating in their culture, that was the punishment he got. And certainly the four kings wanted him as well. Let's take a look at the questions on this lesson. Question number one. Mi hayu Hamalachim shenilchemu b'tzad arba hamalachim. Who are the kings who fought on the side of the four kings? It was Kedorlaomer, Sidol, Amraphel, and Aryoch. Two. Mihayu kol hamalachim shenilchemu b'tzad chamishas chamish hamalachim. Who are the kings who fought on the side of the five kings? It was the king of Sodom, the king of Amora, the king of Adma, the king of Tzvoim, and the king of Bela. Three, minayin yodim sharba malachim ha'yigiborim. How do we know that the four kings were strong? Because the Torah emphasizes in Pasuk Tes, it was the four kings against the five kings, showing it was their strength that was overpowering the five kings and nothing else. Eifo nerech ha'melchama arba malachim esachamisha. Where was the war of the four and five kings conducted? It was conducted in Emek Hasidim. Five, Targem Be'eros. Be'eros are wells, meaning holes in the ground, and many holes. Six, Targem Chomer. Chomer is tar pits or asphalt. Seven, Mini Tzach B'Mochamas Arbas Melochem Ezechamisha. Who was victorious in the battle of the four kings against the five? It was the four kings who were victorious. Eight, Kishishchilu Arbas HaMelochem Lenatzech. When the four kings were beginning to win, Ma'asu chamesh samlochim. What did the five kings do? The five kings ran away. Question number nine. Kishishchilu arba malachim lenatzech. When the four kings were beginning to win, le'efo naflu melech Sodom v'Amora. Where did the kings of Sodom and Amora fall? They fell in the Beiros. Beiros. They fell in those pits that were filled with tar or asphalt. 10, Keshehizchilu arbas hamalachim lenatzeach. When the four kings were beginning to win, le'efo borchu shlosh hamalachim chutzim alchei Sodom v'Amora. Where did the other three kings run away besides the kings of Sodom and Amora? They ran to the nearest mountains. 11, Targem, translate the word vanisharim. Vanisharim means and the remnant, the remainder, those that were left. 12, Targem Hera. Hera means to the mountains. 13, Alminemar, about whose it said, Vanishorim Hera Nasu. The remainders ran to the mountain. It's talking about the other three kings of the five. 14, Me'asu Arba Samlachim and Rechush Tom Amar. What did the four kings do with the possession of Tom and Amar? They took it with them and went off with it. 15, Me'asu Arba Samlachim and Ochel Shalmachay Tom Amar. What did the four kings do with the food of the kings of Tom and Amar? They took it as well. 16, Mandu Lolachu Arba Malachim Arachush Shal Hanisharim. Why did the four kings not take the loot of the remainder people? Because their nation, their cities were not nearby, and therefore it wasn't, they couldn't get to it. 17, Ha'im Arba Samalachim Nishru Ba'artza Shekavshu O Shehochu Misham. Did the four kings remain in the lands that they conquered, or did they move on? They left from there. 18, Me'asu Arba Samalachim Im Lot Achrei Muhammad. What did the four kings do to Lot after the Muhammad? They captured him. 16, Me'asu Arba Samalachim Rechusha Shalot Achrei Muhammad. What did the four kings do with the possessions of Lot after the war? They captured that as well. 20, Eifo Yoshav Lot. Where was Lot living? Bizman Milchamas Arbas Malachim Esachamisho. Where was he living at the time when the four kings fought the five kings? He was living very close to Stone. 21, Madu Alaku Arba Malachim Esod. Why did the four kings take Lot? Because he was Avram's nephew, and for political and cosmetic reasons, it looked very good to take him. 22, Madu Anenash Lot. Why was Lot punished? He was punished because he should not have been living in Sodom. Let's read the Psukim one more time, again from Pasuk Tes. Eis Kedor Laomer Melech Elam V'sidol Melech Goyim V'am Rofel Melech Shinor V'ar Yoch Melech Elosor Arbo'o Melochim Esach Hamisho V'yemek Hasidim Beros Beros Chemor V'yonusu Melech Sodom V'amora V'yiplu Shoma V'anishorim Heronosu Vayikhu Eskol Rechush Sidom Vamorov Eskol Ochlom Vayelechu Vayikhu Eslot Vesrechusho Benachi Avram Vayelechu Vahu Yoshev Bistom.